The rain is coming. Deuteronomy 12, 28 verse 12. I will open the windows of heaven and pour you rain. Rain is coming right now. Receive the rain right now. Upon your houses, upon your families, upon your finances. The Lord shall open to you his good treasures. The heaven to give the rain unto your seed in his season. And the blessing upon the works of your hand. Thou shalt lend to many nations. You shall not borrow. Come on. The rain is washing away poverty. Washing away downtime. Washing away lack and want. Washing away limitation. Lift your two hands. Lord, let the heaven open over my life. Pray that prayer right now. In this first Priscilla encounter, let the heaven open. Let the heaven open. Lift your voice. Lord, I desire that the heaven open. And when the heaven open, God rains. There's rain coming. Exodus 16 verse 4. I will rain bread from heaven. God is raining ideas. God is raining solutions. God is raining interventions, encounters. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain rain every day. This is a day of daily rain, daily rain. Money rain is coming. Yes, there's money rain, money rain. Rain of blessings, rain of heavens. Rain is coming, rain of ideas. Rain of open doors. Rain is coming upon your seed. The seed you have sown in the past. Rain is coming. I will give rain to thy seed. Isaiah 30 verse 23. Call for the rain. No more dry season. No more limitation. Then shall he give the rain of thy season. Thou shalt sow the ground, the bread of increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenteous. In that day the cattle shall feed in large pastures. You are doing business in great waters, business in high places. Lift your two hands. The word of God is coming. That's the rain. Lord, send me the rain of your word. Isaiah 55 verse 10. The rain of your word. Open the floods, gate of heaven.
Let it rain.
Lord, let the heaven be opened over my life, over my family. No more dry season. Isaiah 55 verse 10 and 11. As the rain comes down, it doesn't go the same. That's the word. For as the rain comes down, the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but water the earth and make it to bring, it can bring forth more, that it may give seed to the sower. And bread, there's something to still sow. There's something to still sow, shall my word be. If it goes out, it will not come by void. It will accomplish the thing I sent it. It will accomplish what I please. Lord, let your word prosper in my life. Lift your voice and pray. Let your word prosper in my destiny. Let it prosper in all departments of life. Are you sure you are praying? You can't be tired of the word. No. The word revolves around the word. I'm ready for the word. I'm ready for the word. I'm ready for the word. Let your word produce fruits in my life. Thank you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As you have prayed this morning, so it is done for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You will never be tired of receiving revenue from the word. The word of the Lord will bring more impact to your life. The next level shall be better by the word. Somebody is entering the billion level right now. Shiloh 2021 will lead you to the billion levels. And it begins today. In Jesus' holy name. And everyone who believes, shout a loud amen. Clap your hands, oh ye people. Rejoice in the Lord and be seated. Look at your neighbor with a humble, honest smile. Look at it carefully. Say, neighbor, you are more than conqueror. Is your neighbor smiling? If your neighbor is not smiling, you can come and sit at the pastor's side. Because the pastors are always smiling. Because things are always working. When you are happy, things will happen. And good things, praise God. Happiness is the key to keep things happening. Praise God. Are you sure you are here? Unveiling the wonders in the world, part 4B. That is what we have been looking at since the month began. And we are capping up, we're rounding up the word of God. I like to say the following before I say the last thing I will say. Number one, the word of God carries transformational capacity. Remember that we're looking at the wonders. There's wonders. Psalm 119 verse 18. Open down my eyes that I may behold wondrous things. Wonders. The word of God, part of his wonders, is that it carries transformational capacity. What it does is not what other book does. Listen, other books are informational, but God's word is transformational. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, we all, everybody can see it at the same time. It's transformation for all, but we all, with open faith, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed. So they are changing powers in the word of God. Listen to this, number two. God's word is God's center of power for wonders. God's word is God's center of power for wonders. It takes power to do wonders, but God's word conveys this power, carries this power. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. For the word of God is quick and full of power. Then the wonders begin. Sharper than any two-edged sword. It can perform surgery. It can pierce. It can divide asunder soul and spirit. Of the joint and marrow is a discerner of thoughts and intent of the heart. The word. The word. God's word can make pure. God's word can purify ways. Ways. Isaiah, Psalm 119 verse 11. God's word can make a man's way pure. Pure words. Pure way. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. It can prevent sin. It can stop sin from having its way. But listen to this, number four, very importantly. The degree of the word of God in your life, listen, write it down, will determine the degree of your success in life. I will say it again very forcefully. The degree of the word of God in your life will determine the degree of your success in life. The degree. Not any other word, the word. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. None shall fail. No failure in the word. Come on, say no failure. Isaiah 34 verse 16. The degree of the word of God in your life will determine the degree of your success in life. How successful are you in marriage is hooked or tied to the word. Seek out of the book of the Lord, not other books, and read. For none of these shall fail, none shall want amid. For the mouth of the Lord commanded it. The Spirit must gather it. I declare, everything God has commanded will be gathered in your life. I want you to have faith in the spoken word, because every word pronounced, when it finds faith, it is fulfilled. When the word of God goes forth and it finds faith in anybody, it can be fulfilled cheaply. Cheaply. Luke 18 verse 8. God will have vengeance speedily, but will he find faith? I tell you, God's word can come to pass swiftly. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, want to read. Read it loud and clear. Shall he find faith in your heart? Shall he find faith in your heart? God will run swiftly, but he needs faith to fulfill his assignment. He needs what? Faith to fulfill his assignment. He sendeth forth his word. The word of God runneth swiftly. Psalm 147 verse 15. He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth. His word runneth sharply. It can fix anything at any time T. When your faith is found. Your faith is found. The problem is not the word. The problem is faith. Can he find faith? Now, this is very important. All of our Priscilla Encounter services are tied one thing at a time. Come and say one thing at a time. Say again, one thing at a time. Psalm 27 verse 4, one thing at a time, meaning the delivery of the every service must deliver on one thing basis. Come and say one thing basis. Heaven always responds speedily. One thing, come on, say one thing. Have I desired of you? One thing. Shiloh is a place where people seek God. But you don't see God until you face him squarely. Look at it clearly. Everybody read. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Want to read? All the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire. Shiloh is a place of inquiry. It's a place where we'll hear what the Lord has for the next year, 2022. So we're already aware. It's not news to us. It's not a classical revelation like Elisha was told by the sons of David. Hey, your master, he said, I know. That's not revelation. I know. Hold your peace. There's something else that you don't know. I know. It's one thing to know that year 2022 is more than conqueror. But what does he hold for you as a person? What does he hold for you as a family? What is God saying for the first quarter? What is God saying for the second, third, and the last quarter? Are you fully aware so that you don't get confused at the middle of the journey? It was Shiloh 2009. God said, you will be married in 2010. I said, yes, sir. And then the prophet said, wherever you are, write whatever you want, the date you want, put it under your pillow. I put it under my pillow and there was no wife in view. Almost say no wife in view. No wife, only knife. Only knife was around, no wife. You know the difference between wife and knife? Wife will make you. Knife will cut you. There's only a difference between hunchback and husband. Husband is a burden bearer. Hunchback is a burden carrier. Burden. You know hunchback? He carries something that is not useful to him. May you not marry hunchback. All the single ladies, may you not marry hunchback. All the single men or husband, may you not marry knife. You see, your only man, you want to marry that wife. That one is wife, but only that you should not package your wife well. See, your dressing, they will teach you bedroom matters. That other room. Your other room. No single should come there. But everybody that is married should come. That's what we want to get you. If you can marry before that day. Abby, marriage committee is very ready. If you can marry before that day. So marriage is free of charge now. Now, let me teach you something. I said in the first service, second service, let me show you this now. Let me say it inside the message so that you know what we're talking about. You can get married instantly. Let me say this thing. Marriage is a miracle of instant intervention. Maybe I'm spoiling somebody's philosophy. Genesis 24, verse 12. Good. Maybe you don't understand it. Many of you are doing it. When I say, come on, that, some of them are talking like this. I say, okay, you dance to be coming like that. Everybody, read. And he said, oh Lord God of my master, I pray thee this day, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Continue the reading to verse 15. Behold, I stand here by the wells of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. Verse 14. And let it come to pass, want to read, that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down your pitcher, I pray thee, still praying, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, I will give thy camel drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And therefore shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. First of verse 15, 1 to go. And it came to pass, before he finished the prayer point, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And that was instant marriage. Next Sunday, I will show you the balance. Judges 21:21. Because so when I say come and dance, all of you are just coming like this. I mean, the dancing is that you are seeing wife as it is when a wife material. You just go, they dance nearer. They dance nearer. When I say return to your seat, that you have changed seat. You just change seat. This is Shiloh. Come on, say this is Shiloh. I found my own wife on Shiloh ground. She clap now. In two different local governments. Shiloh is everywhere. You must understand this. Shiloh is here and there. We are in different local government, different place entirely. And I found her by divine connectivity. I won't tell you the history. Genesis, Judges 21. All of you like story. Everybody. All the singles, look at this scripture, because it's not this idea we can come with high heel like this. No. You are coming smartly. You are coming like a catcher. You are coming. Put the scripture now. Studio. How many non-married people are in the studio? There are many. You must come and dance on the altar with your, so that we know you are not married. That's why you should come. Some of you are posing like you are married, but you are not. Of you wear one ring. If I catch any kind of ring, whether fancy or anything, I will burn it. You are posing as if you are married. Say, not this one, it's this one. See, is your eye open? Receive eye clearing anointing now. All the single ladies, locate the right man and be dancing around them. Don't worry, in Shiloh, we are going to. I will show you from roots. He said, go and uncover his feet, lie down there. It will propose. Some of you don't know how to position yourself for proposal. I like the way this scripture starts. I like the way this scripture, because you must see before you say. Abi, can you propose when your eyes are blind? Now with your eye, you go know the food will go belly fool you. Everybody want to read and see and behold, two times seeing. If the daughters of Shiloh come out to dance in dances, then call me out of the fire. Where are we now? And catch you, every man, his wife, out of the daughters of Shiloh, and straight away. Come on, give him a shout. Come on, shout and married at last. All the singles, stand up now. Stand up. One to go. I prophesy you are married at last. Hey, like play, like joke. If you are faithful to God, between now and next year, this time, you are fully married. That amen is not even a proposal. This 7 pre-Shiloh encounter service will get you married. In the name of Jesus. Our pastor is standing up too. Pastor is available. So, husband material, pastor material available. 49 yards. Come on, shout. The word is very clear. See, in case you can't see. Behold. Let's open your eyes. Behold. We're going to dance that dance again. This time around, you people will be dancing on our side. The pregnant woman will dance their own side. You go outside, dance under the sun. You'll be dancing and be collecting phone number. Don't just be dancing like that. I love this kind of dance. Yeah. Excuse me, can I know you, please? What is all this thing? See, wait, now wait. Listen, listen. See, wait, now wait. We have not entered the bedroom matter. Listen to me. Wife is by knowledge, and Adam knew his wife. How can you marry somebody where you don't know? Can I know you, sir? Just give me your number. Are you on WhatsApp? Okay, I'll WhatsApp you later. You are still dancing. You are still dancing. You are still dancing. Carry me, they go. Carry me, they go. Carry me, they go. Carry and they go. That's it. It's prophetic. These songs are prophetic. Choir, are you set? Just carry me, they go. It's prophetic. Have you not been hearing testimony of miracle marriage at Shiloh? The other woman said she went and traveled and he dreamed that he saw somebody and at Shiloh gate, he received a call. Hello, I've been waiting for you this while. Will you marry me? Direct equation. Not Pythagoras' theorem. Direct. Don't need any almighty formula. Direct. It's a find A. No, there's no A to find. A. You are the A. See A here now. How do they find A? How can I be finding A when look at A here? See, find A, find X. No X here. Don't find any X. This is the person. Don't worry, we'll have nice time. It's Shiloh now. You know this is a Shiloh church. So we're having our anniversary. Every Shiloh is our trademark anniversary. So we'll be trading more. For those of you believing God for through the womb, you will return with your stomach loaded. Between and the next 7 weeks, you must conceive. Hey, that amen is looking as if you are not interested. One plate, two plate, three plate, four plate, five plate. Take your choice. So write that one thing you want now. Write that one thing. Because every week is one thing we're looking at. Don't write many things. One thing. I want to marry. Tall, dark, and handsome. I want to marry round and flourishing. Her royal roundness. Just define what. If you want to shout, shout now. I don't know why you are doing it. Every Sunday we'll be dancing different dance. Next week Sunday we'll be dancing allocation dance. Land allocation dance. So everybody who need land, whether in FCD anywhere, we are located from here. Are you aware? Are you sure? Because estate owners are looking at me right here. You won't just buy the bush, you will develop it in record time. Some of your settlement is estates. That in case you didn't buy, you can also buy the estate. You just buy it. Change of ownership. They can change this trademark to your own now. Your amen is not strong. They can change ambassadors to your own. You are not saying amen. The person who has it has many. You can sell that one to you. You can also have many to answer to me. Or bring to me. The amen has come. Amen. Are you sure you are still here? You're already in Shiloh. Come on, say, I'm already in Shiloh. Why am I saying this? Because Shiloh is a place of inheritance division. Joshua 18:1. And some of us have been smashed, and it's in the Bible. The whole congregation of children of winners assembled together at Shiloh. and set up the tabernacle of congregation there, and the land was subdued before them. Verse 2. And there remained 7 tribes out of 12. Only 5 has collected in 30 months that have not yet received their inheritance. What? Look at the reason, verse 3. Why? And Joshua said unto the children there, how long are you slack? As you robbing Mary Kay and Classic. You are not married. 35. You are sitting in Shakara. You better remove that thing and shout! How long are you slack to possess the land? Listen to the irony. Which the Lord has given to your father. It's already your own, but you don't want to take it. Come out and catch wife. Wives will be dancing here. Husband will be dancing here. If you like, go and check in on Facebook. This is the book. I'm showing from the real book now. In Jesus' name. Did you hear anything? Congratulations. Clap your hand, oh ye people. Write that one thing. Hold it. I will prophesy over it. Because it must happen this week. Sharp, sharp. It will happen sharp, sharp. He prayed the prayer the same hour before prayer finished. Look at the wife coming, free of charge. And when they ask, hinder me not. The Lord had given me speed, hinder me not. Where will I get money? Have mind. You don't need money to marry. You need mind. Mind. Have mind to propose first. If you have that mind, favor will flow. He that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing and obtain favor. Every wife is a carrier of favor which can fund any future. Relax. And all these women too, don't be doing shakara over shakara. You are limiting your favor content. You are limiting your favor content every time. He does not care. You know that you are the one to care and the favor will rise. Huh? You too. Thank you, sir. Praise God. This book of the law. How long? Verse 10, Joshua 18:10, this book. And then he divided the land to them. I believe God, some people will get plenty of land there between December 7th. And Joshua cast lot for them in Shiloh before the Lord. And Joshua divided the land unto the children of Israel according to their division. You'll get your own. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to this. God's word makes things in life. God's word makes things. Anything you want to make, God's word can make it. John 1:3. Without him was not anything made that was made. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Hebrews 11:3. God's word makes all things. God's word makes all things. Next, God's word changes things. God's word, when found, changes life. God's word, when found, changes lives. God's word, when you find it. Jeremiah 15:16, thy word were found, and I did eat them. They became the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. When you find the word, it changes everything. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 8, we can change. Anybody can change. But you must find it. You must find it. You must find it. 119 Psalms verse 162, I rejoice at the word as one that find great spoil. I rejoice. Brothers and sisters, this will interest you very quickly. God's word feeds our destiny to fulfillment. I'll say it again. God's word feeds our destiny to fulfillment. God's word. Acts 20:28. Feed the flock. Acts 20:28. Feed the flock. Take heed therefore unto yourself and unto the flock which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer to feed the church. Which the Lord purchased with you. Feed the church. Micah 7:14. Feed them with the word. Feed them with the rod. Micah 7:14. Micah 7:14. Feed thy people with thy rod, the flock of thy inheritance, who dwell solitarily in the wood, in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as in the days of old. God will feed with his word. The last thing I want to say before we look at two or three of those content, the word, that the sweetness of the powerful word of God destroys sorrow in life. I'll say it again. The sweetness of the powerful word of God destroys sorrow in life. The sweetness of the powerful word of God destroys sorrow in life. I wept much because there was no one found. And he said, weep not. The lion of the tribe of Judah prevails. Psalm 119 verse 103. That word is sweet, sweet word. How sweet are thy words unto my taste? Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Revelation 5, verse 1 to 5. And I saw in the right hand of God sat on the throne a book written within on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no one in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Verse 4. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open the book or to read the book, neither to look thereon. Verse 5 together. One to go. One of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose. The book is open. Your weeping is over. When the book opens, your weeping ends. Your weeping has just ended. That nightmare is over. That bad dream is over. Listen to what I'm about to say. Finally, the bitterness of the truth is for the betterment of our life. I will say it again. The bitterness of the truth is for the betterment of our lives. Truth is bitter. You have had the bitter truth. Yes. But the bitterness of that truth is for the betterment of our life. Ezekiel 3 verse 1 to 3 is sweet to my belly, to my mouth, but bitter in my tummy. It can also be bitter in your mouth and sweet in your belly. So bitterness exists when the truth is being considered. Ezekiel 3 verse 1 to 3 and Revelation 10 verse 9 and 10. Ezekiel 3, 1 to 3, Revelation 10, 9 and 10. Praise God. Moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat thou that thou findest, eat this roll and go speak unto the house of Israel. Verse 2, so I opened my mouth and they caused me to eat that scroll. Verse 3, and then the scroll, and he said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give you. Then I did eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for what? For sweetness. God's word will be sweetening your life. Revelation 10 verse 9 and 10. This one has the other side of it now. It's sweet here. It's also bitter there. Revelation chapter 10 verse 9 and 10. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in your mouth as sweet as honey. Verse 10. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. And want to read, it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I've eaten it, my belly was bitter. My prayer is that the bitter truth will make you better. That amen is not for you. I said the bitter truth will make you better. John 8 and 3, you shall know the truth. The truth will become treatment for everything. And there is nothing you can do against the truth. 2 Corinthians 13, 8. John 8, 32. You shall know the truth. And the truth you know shall make you free. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 8. You can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Most times, the word of God will correct you. It will instruct you. It will rebuke you. But in all, take it all. Take it raw and eat it all. Take it raw and eat it all. What are the three wonders we look at in the world? Very quickly. Number one, God's word directs our life, our path in the journey of life. Quickly. God's word directs our path in the journey of life. You can't miss road when you follow God. You can't follow God's word and miss road. You can't follow God's word and miss road. Psalm 119 verse 105. God's word directs our path in the journey of life. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a compass. It's a light unto my path. It's a radar. It can take you through life in the sea. It can take you through life in the air. The word of God is the light of life that guides us all through the world of darkness. The word of God is the light of life. It guides us through the world of darkness. God's word guides us through darkness. Who by his, when by his light I went through darkness. Job 29 verse 2 to 4. I went through darkness. By his light I went through darkness. By his light. Oh, I was in the days, my moon path, when the days when God preserved me. Verse 3. This when his candle shine upon my life, and when by his light I walk through darkness. What is he talking about? Secrets. Secret of God. That no matter how darkness the world may be, gross darkness everywhere, but to his light. Isaiah 60 verse 1 to 3. Isaiah 60 verse 1 to 3. God's word and all the instructions, admonitions, precepts, status, commands, and guidelines contained in it are perfect and sweet to follow. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus. Psalm 19 verse 7 to 9. Psalm 19 verse 7 is sweet to follow. Everything about God is sweet. Everything written about you is sweet. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise is simple. Verse 8, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Verse 9, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Judgment of the Lord are true, righteous altogether. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Let's conclude. God's word always serves the purpose for which it is planned. God's word always serves the purpose for which it was planned. God's word always serves the purpose for which it was planned. Isaiah 55 verse 11, so shall my word be. It doesn't come back void. It always and always. God's word is complete and effective guide for our daily life. God's word is a complete and effective guide for our daily life. Psalm 19 verse 2. Day unto day, uttereth speech. Night unto night, showest knowledge. Day unto day, he guides us on daily basis. He daily loaded us with benefits. Psalm 68 verse 19. Now, everything you need for abundance and fulfillment of destiny are available in God's word. 2 Peter 1, 3. How many things? Everything you need for abundance in life and fulfillment of destiny are available in the world. According to the divine nature, has given unto us all things. How many things? All things. And conclusion in this part. The word strengthens us for conquest against the days of battle. The word strengthens us for conquest in the days of battle. Proverbs 24 verse 10, if your strength failed in the day of battle, you didn't have strength at all. Why? Strength is for battle. Strength is for conquest. So if you not get to the day of battle and you are not stranded, why are you alive? Acts 20:32, I commend it to God and to the word of his grace. It will build you up. It will give you inheritance among the sanctified. Matthew 4:4, it is written. My prayer is that when calamity comes, you will remember what is written. And you will write off the enemy. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. May you begin to live by the word. Number two, God's word illuminates. God's word illuminates. Supernatural insight in the word illuminates. The word, the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. God's word is light. 1 John 1, 4 and 5, and the 8 and 9. This was the true light that lighted every man that cometh into the world. He was not that light, but he came to bear witness to the light. The light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. John 5, 14 to 16, you are the light of the world. May you become light in the name of Jesus Christ. We are illuminated to dominate our world. Say amen. Amen. Say, I am illuminated to dominate my world. Say, I am illuminated to dominate. That means you are light everywhere you go. You shine. Come on, say, I will shine. Say, I will shine. Philippians 2, 14 and 15. Do all things without murmuring. That's how to shine your light. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. When you murmur, light will shine. You off your candle. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. Why? Verse 15. That you may be blameless. You see what murmuring does? It makes you blameful. And harmless. You see what complaining does? It makes you harmful. and sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as light in this world. Begin to shine. I say begin to shine. May your life be excellent. Your light shall become exceptional. When you shine, darkness will bow. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 13. This is very important. Finally, light rules in the midst of darkness. Light rules in the midst of. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth fully as far as light excelleth darkness. Your light shall be excellent. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 3 and then verse 16. Chapter 1, light rules in the midst of that. In the beginning was the word. God created it. Verse 2, everything is scattered. Darkness everywhere. Verse 3, God said, let there be light. Truly there was light. Verse 16, he created two great lights. There shall be great light in your life. The greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And he made, that means you need light in your life, both at daytime and at nighttime. Receive bumper light right now. Double light will lighten your life. Finally, number 3, God's word is medicinal. There's medication virtue inside the word. It heals. It restores. The word of God is balm in Gilead. And we have our Gilead Medical Center, Proverbs 4, 20 to 22. We have said it countless number of times. There is healing virtue. But how you hear determines whether you will be healed. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Verse 22. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. If you find that, means you must be searching. You must be searching for it, for you to find it. The word of God is the balm in Gilead. Jeremiah 8, 19 and 19 to 22. Jeremiah 8, 19, 22. Shout amen. If you are interested in healing, shout amen. Amen. The voice of the daughters of my people, because of they that dwell in far country, Asia and Egypt, is not the Lord in Zion, is not a king in her. Why then have they provoked me to anger with their graven image, my personal doctor, my great hospital, with their slain vanities? Verse 20, the harvest is bad, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the heart of my daughters of my people, I am hot. I am black, astonishment are taking over me. Verse 22, this is the only scripture that ended with a question mark. Is there no balm in Gilead? Question 1, is there no physician? 2, question 2, why then is the health of my daughter not recover? 3 questions in one verse ending a chapter. That means this is a critical matter. That's why you see many people are saved today, but they are sick. They are weak. They are struggling with one addiction or one issues or other. But from this Shiloh, you shall be more than conqueror over sickness. The word of God carries healing virtue. Matthew 8:8, 13 and 16. He spoke the word and they were made whole. Matthew 8:8. Speak your word only. I believe God, somebody will hang on the word. But you must hear the word to be healed by it. You must what? Hear the word to be healed by it. You must hear it. Luke 5:15. They came to hear and to be healed. You must hear it. If you don't hear it, you can't be healed by it. Speak your word only, because if it's not spoken, it cannot be heard. And if it's not heard, healing cannot take place. Listen to what I'm about to say right now. Jesus heals with truth, not tablet. I'll say it again. Jesus heals with what? Truth, not tablet. Say not tablet. Jeremiah 33:6. I will reveal to you the abundance of peace and truth. Number 2, Jesus heals with mercy, not medicine. Mark 10:46 to 42. Settle it today that your health is settled. I say your health is settled. This scripture will help you as we close. 46 of Isaiah verse 11. Isaiah 46, 11. How do I tap into the word? Isaiah 46, 11. Isaiah 46, 11. Isaiah, no, Jeremiah 46, 11. Jeremiah 46, 11. Everybody, 1, 2, read. Go up into Gilead. Everybody, take balm, O virgin daughter of Egypt. In vain shall thou use many medicines. Down. Brothers and sisters, may God give you faith in the healing virtue of the word in the name of Jesus. How do I tap into the wonders of the word? 3 ways, just quickly, and we go. Remain committed to be guided by the word. Remain committed to being guided by the word. Remain committed. I will guide you with my eyes. Psalm 32 verse 8. Remain committed. Let God guide you always. Let God guide you in all things and at all times. Isaiah 48 verse 17. I will teach you in the way that I should go. I will lead you in the way that I should go. I will teach you to make profit. Whenever you have any question in life, this is the question to ask yourself. What does the scripture say? Galatians 4:30. Whenever you have any battle concerning direction, the final question or the first question you ask yourself, one to read. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Number two, continue to walk in the spirit. Continue to walk in the spirit. Be spiritual at all times. Carnality will keep you in captivity. Be spiritual at all times. Galatians 5:16 and 25. Continue to walk in the spirit. Don't walk in the flesh. Don't be fleshly. This I say, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Verses 25. If we live in the spirit, let us walk in the spirit. Revelation 1 verses 4. Revelation 1 4. I was in the spirit. Revelation 1 10. So Revelation 1 10. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Revelation chapter 4 verse 1 and 2. Be spiritual and you will never become a captive. Number 3, finally, be committed to serving God and the interest of his kingdom as a seed. Be committed to serving God and the interest of his kingdom as a seed. When I mean a seed, what does it mean as a lifestyle? Psalm 22 verse 30. From today, your seed will never die. One, two, read. A seed shall serve him, and it shall be accounted to the Lord for it. Rise your feet. Lift your two hands to heaven. Give glory to God. A seed shall serve. I will serve as a seed. Lift your two hands. Service becomes my lifestyle. Lift your two hands and receive grace right now. Receive grace. In this Shiloh season, I receive grace to serve as a seed. I won't complain. I won't murmur. Mark chapter 4, 27 to 29 said, You don't know how a seed sown, how it grows. Mark 4, 27 to 29. Lift your voice right now, and thou shalt sleep. Verse 26, it says, a man cast seed into the ground, and he sleep. He says, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed shall spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth seed of herself. First the blade, then the air. After that, the full corn in the air. And then verse 29, he said, and when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put forth the sickle and bring it. Pick up this material you have written right now. Go before the Lord. Lift it up right now and begin to thank the Lord, because it's coming to pass. It's coming to pass. This one thing is coming to pass very, very quickly in the name of Jesus Christ. This one thing is coming to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your voice. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, carnality will keep one in calamity. Carnality. 1 Corinthians 3, 1 to 3. If you are not saved, you are not sure of God. And if you are not sure of God, you remain a captive for life. I, brethren, could not speak unto you as being spiritual, for unto Cana, even as babes in Christ. He said, for I have fed you with milk and not with strong meat. Hitherto you were not able to bear, neither were you able. Verse 3, he said, for you are yet carnal. And whereas there's among you envy, strife, division, carnality. When these things exist in your life, you become a captive. Instead of being a celebrity, you become calamity. Everyone here this morning, heads bowed, eyes closed. I don't want to be a casualty in this scene of celebration. I don't want to miss my own portion of one thing because of evil. You are here, you want Jesus in your life forever. Put your hand on your chest, your right hand. Put your right hand, heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Say this simple prayer with your right hand on your chest. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for living to myself. I'm sorry to stay on my own. Right now, I realize that I need you more than anything else. Write my name in the book of life. Save my soul. Make me new again. Give me your new life. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. I'll pray for you. Keep your right hand on your chest. Please lift up your left hand. You pray that simple prayer. Lift up your left hand. God bless you. Lift it very high. Lift it very high. Just lift it very high. Lift your right left hand up. Up, up. Lift it very high. Up. Lift it very high. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus, every captivity on your neck is gone right now. In Jesus' name. Carry your bag and your Bible. You pray that prayer. Your hand is on your chest. Your hand is up. Anywhere you pray prayer, just come. Come and meet me where I'm standing right now. carry your bag, carry your Bible, come very smartly, come very quickly. You are handing over your life to Jesus, or you are rededicating your life to Jesus. Please come. Come very quickly. It's for your good. It's for the good of your breath, of your destiny. Come very quickly. Jesus is waiting for you. Everyone is coming. Come very quickly. Everyone else, keep talking to God. This one thing. Oh God of this commission, visit me in this one thing. This 7 days. Lift your voice. Begin to talk to God. Those who are coming, keep coming. Keep coming very quickly. Begin to ask the Lord of this commission. Call upon the God of this commission for speedy intervention. On behalf of every one of us, in the name of Jesus Christ, lift those caps to heaven. Lift those papers to God right now. Begin to talk to him. Jesus, I present this request. This one request. We are still waiting for some few people that should be in the front. This is where you act for your own one thing. Your own one thing is your soul. Once your soul is saved, you are secured. Your own is delivered at once. Lift your voice. Talk to God right now. I'm going to proclaim some word of blessing over them, and it will catch at once. One thing. One thing. One thing. One thing. Shepa katokoto. Latande skotola. In the name of Jesus Christ, Latoko Pakata. In the name of Jesus Christ, this one thing will deliver these 7 days. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah 44, verse 26. I want you to have faith in what I'm about to say, that I lift it up. Latashandi and Tobeyande Zuzubo. Labarado Shadara. I am sent for your settlement. Therefore, before Shiloh 21 starts, this one thing is settled in the name of Jesus. Within the next 7 days, heaven is opened over this one thing in the name of Jesus. Everything you have lifted up right now becomes a testimony in your hand in the name of Jesus. Whatever you have talked to God about and you believe God, you will come to this altar to share the testimonies. The God of this commission rebuke that devil right now. That sickness expires today. That contract is released today. That favor is released today. In the name of Jesus Christ, the blessing of heaven will begin to pour out upon your life. The God of Shiloh, the one that answered prayer, we answer you sharp, sharp. We answer you sharp, sharp. In the name of Jesus Christ. Before this time next Sunday, your testimony is in your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wave it to heaven. Give thanks to God. Bless his name. Father, thank you. These are the ones you die for. There's joy in heaven. When one sinner returns, take the praise and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you, sir. God bless. Please follow this man of God. Pass more information.